So in 2021, it'll be 100 years in the family.
Alan Trinan has more than a century of farming running through his veins.
Since I was that big, I knew I wanted to farm.
The Trinans also knew they wanted to save and share their rural Wisconsin heritage.
We started to think that maybe the fall business could be more. It could help the farm stay in the family.
Yes.
Go, horsey, go.
The Trinans opened their first corn maze in 2001.
Let's go.
In 20 years, it's grown into one of the top 10 corn mazes in the country, according to USA Today readers.
So we've done the trilobite, which is the state fossil of Wisconsin. One year we did the kraken. So we've done a lot of like mythology, like Greek mythology, Icarus, Athena. We've done stories like Aesop's fables, story of like how the elephant got his trunk.
The Elephant's Child maze, not my favorite. That was a bugger to catch. No straight lines. You had to lay out every inch of that maze.
In 2020, this is the design Angie dreamed up. It's a creature half a millimeter long, known as the water bear.
They are really weirdly, ridiculously cute under the microscope. They have a funny little snout, pudgy little eight legs with the little claws on them. They look like a teddy bear crossed with a caterpillar. The toughest thing is just finding a theme that kind of fulfills all the things I need it to be. Interesting, beautiful, will make a good maze. I actually like spend a few months thinking about it, but I don't really start it until my husband plants the corn. And then I have a 10-day window to get the design done.
I plant the field lengthwise and crosswise, so as soon as corn's out of the ground an inch tall, I've got a grid growing in the field.
When you see Angie's complex and elaborate design, it's no wonder visitors ask one question more than any other.
A lot of people want to know how we cut the maze. They're walking in corn that's like 10 or 12 feet tall and wondering how on earth we would cut it.
That would be Alan's job, to take Angie's seed of an idea and transform the landscape when the corn is only a few inches high.
Everybody assumes we use GPS, and they're surprised when I tell them no, we use a grid. And we mow the trails initially, and then we have to carve them with a tractor and a rototiller. Favorites are the ones that are easier to cut.
Easy is not a part of Angie's mantra when it comes to her mind and the maze.
First of all, they're surprised at how big the corn maze is. When I say it's 15 acres, which is just short of 15 football fields, sometimes they're like, whoa, whoa. 5 to 6 miles of trail is in there.
As a maze designer, she's up to the challenge to figure out ways for you to get lost. It's all part of the mathematics in the maze.
Every year when I design it, I have these ideas about what parts of the maze are going to be hard for people.
We're entering number one. I hope you guys know where you're taking me.
One of my favorite mazes was a gecko. And the gecko had a lot of mathematical concepts. It had like a Fibonacci spiral in the tail and Penrose tilings on its back. I had put in these little hexagons. I just kind of needed to fill up some space. Everybody said the hexagons were super hard. Who knew?
There's two.
So I always ask people, well, did you get lost? Did you get turned around? Because I feel like I'm not doing my job as a maze designer if they say, nope, didn't get lost. And that's a fun business to be in.
It has turned into something I'd never imagined it would have. It turned out pretty good.